the question was asked, being that we find throughout Tanakh that people use Hashem's name, as you correctly pointed out, Boaz greets the workers with Hashem's name, and we find David using Hashem's name in conversation. Why are we concerned using Hashem's name? Technically, you're right. Technically, if one were to use Hashem's name in conversation and use it with the proper care and the proper context, then it's not using Hashem's name in vain. Technically, you're right. Practically, the reason we take such care is because we're concerned we won't have the proper care. We won't note whether the place is pure enough for it, and we won't be careful with our conversation not to use it in vain. And that's why you'll see big people like Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal were careful even in their Zmiros not to use Hashem's name, because let's say you say Yoribon Olam Ve'Olmayo Antu, and you pause. You stopped mid-sentence. Now you used Hashem's name. You said Yod Hey in the beginning. You said Tzur Mishalo Achalnu Baruchu Emunai Sovanu Ve'otarnu Kidvar, and then your son interrupts you and he talks to you for 5 minutes or for 2 seconds, and then you start Hashem Azana Solamo or whatever. Sometimes you'll find yourself in a normal setting that you cannot sing a song without interruption. In a normal family setting, you'll have interruptions here and there, even if they don't talk to you, but you're going to have to talk to them. Stop pulling your hair. Stop pulling his chair down. A normal family setting, you're going to have to pause your zmiras and do other things. If you're a normal parent, you know, if you're involved with your kids, then... So I'm saying, send zmiros, and the same thing happens in conversation. Notice that we cut one another off often in our conversations. So sometimes we stop mid-sentence, and it's very plausible that we will say a sentence using Hashem's name, and we won't finish off that sentence, and then we will have said Hashem's name in vain, which might be in transgression of one of the Ten Commandments we read in our parasha, Lo Tisa Hashem Hashav, right?
So then why not just use the name that Hazal gave us?
Oh, so that's a different question. That I have to look up. That I don't know. Fine. That I have to check. And we have to be careful not to bring proofs from people who are a million times greater than we are. Boaz was the head of his generation. You're talking about someone who was the Gadol Ador of a generation of people who were greater than Tanoim. So take the Rambam, multiply him by 100 times, and you get maybe a Tana. Take a Tana and multiply him by 100 times, and you get someone of the later prophets. Multiply him by 10 or 15 times, you have Boaz. So to bring a proof from Boaz is a bit problematic, because we don't begin to understand who Boaz was. Boaz is a person that the Targum says it was his prayer that caused all of the famine for all of Israel to end. And that's some person you're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu could talk, and Hashem changes things on his behalf.
Like the Aluf Avir told me, his dad was from Yemen, and he told me that when he came to Israel, and he first people sings like Elohim with a Q instead, he said it was like the first time, and he had no idea that people would even do that, because in Yemen they just never did that. And I don't think anyone in Yemen 60 years ago, 70 years ago, was like excessively greater than anyone in the room. Maybe a little bit, but not exponentially.
So in Europe, though, it seems that was the custom. That's what it seems. We have to check. We have to check what the source for it is. I don't know if
it... Is it necessarily a positive thing?
Usually we have respect for customs. We have to look into them, especially customs that were approved by rabbis and also used by rabbis. The rule, Tosa says, is a custom that was... in a community that had rabbis, so we respect such a custom. You don't just pull a custom out of a hat, but if the custom comes from a community that was led by rabbis, then we say that custom has to be respected. That Tosus is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This custom seems to have been the custom in many communities, so we just have to look into it. I don't know. I have to check. I don't know where it stems from. On this point?
Kind of.
So if it's kind of, let's go over to Brett and then get back to you, okay? He's waiting.